All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking. Habbo, Franco, and Chris Sill is in the house. Hang with us. We'll do the Olympic sports report in a few minutes. But first, we have our second guest tonight, a first-time guest on Who's Talking. He's the sports editor of the Cavalier Daily, and I had the pleasure of joining him courtside last night down there in Raleigh, and what a game it was. And so let's bring on Zach Barty. Zach, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Very good. Listen, I'm so glad you remembered to call in on time and you were able to hang through the break. We appreciate that. So, Zach, yep. Last night, 18,712 fans were announced at PNC Arena, and they witnessed an old-fashioned beatdown, first by Tennessee and then, of course, as the Hoos trampled Memphis. What were your thoughts? And talk a little bit about your perspective on the Cavalier basketball team.
My first thoughts were that 18,000 was mostly for the UVA game. That as well as anyone, that Tennessee-Mercer game was not nearly sold out. But it was a great atmosphere if you're a Virginia fan. You know, lots of Virginia fans in attendance. And as they kind of put the hurt on Memphis, those Memphis fans cleared out pretty quickly in the second half. Those Memphis fans that we sat in front of didn't last too long once we got the lead to above about 20 or 25. But my impressions on the team, I mean, you know, they gave us a little scare early against Coastal, but last night, I mean, that's everything you could have hoped for them to come out and play better than they did the game before. You know, a bunch of guys were huge in there. Anthony Gill was huge, as always. Toby had a great game, who hasn't been performing as well recently. Same with Justin Anderson. He hit a little bit of a slump, but he looked just great last night. So it's interesting going into Michigan State. It looks like we're firing on all cylinders, and that's what's going to have to happen if we're going to compete with those guys at MSG.
No doubt, and I expect the Wahoos will do quite well up there at Madison Square Garden, and I think the Virginia fan base will be there, and they will be loud, just like they've been at the ACC tournament and then in Raleigh. Zach, Joe Harris, last night in the first half, he demonstrated, in my opinion, that he is – truly a first-rate guard forward in the NCAA and certainly worthy of consideration as an All-American. He took over that game with some big plays, and the Memphis coach, Josh Pastner, made the comment that, you know, that Joe hit the big three that changed the momentum of the game. And why aren't people picking up on the fact that Joe Harris is a heck of a ball player?
I think there are a couple things. I think a lot of people just look at stats, not pace adjusted. So when people have, you know, we play at 60 possessions per game. Some teams play at 65, 70 possessions per game even. So your stats are generally going to be higher, you know, if you play at that faster pace. Joe, when he has the ball, is, you know, deadly efficient with it. He shoots over 40% from three. I mean, he's as important as anyone to this team in terms of what he does with the ball and what he does without the ball, you know, on the defensive end and off ball on the offensive end. I don't think there's really a player, maybe Anthony Gill or Brogdon, but I think Joe Harris, you know, is the heart and soul of this team. And the other thing I think that hurts him is there are so many other good players on this team with the emergence of Brogdon as, you know, a legitimate threat to shoot the three or drive. You know, Gill has just been an animal inside recently, and, you know, any given night you can have Toby step up, you can have Parentes.
Or Evan Nolte.
From outside. or Nolte, as we saw.
Where did Evan Nolte come from against Carolina, that coach
that
down there?
Last night, wow.
Well, he's got Nolte's. He's always had great mechanics. He just hasn't had enough frequency or repetitions in games to really show how good a shooter he is. But Zach is the editor of the Daily Progress Sports, and we got Danny on the line. Danny, you have a question or comment for any of us?
Yes, I look forward to a great game on Friday night. I'm a Michigan State alum, and so look forward to a very competitive game, and I just want to just point out a couple of things that, you know, Dan Bonner didn't have all his facts straight when he said Michigan State was not a very good three-point shooting team. They're actually one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. They're ranked number 12th in the country in three-point shooting percentage. They average 8 three-point shots made per game.
Wow.
And they're 16th in the country and over a total of 3-point shots made per game. So him saying they're not a good 3-point shooting team could not have been further from the truth.
Well, it could. I will say this in defense of Dan. As with all of us trying to follow all these teams, there are given nights. I saw Michigan State play a couple of months ago or a month and a half ago or 5 weeks ago, whatever it was, and they looked like they were struggling just to get their offense going. And then, of course, during the Big Ten tournament, they were just, you know, brilliantly efficient and very determined. And so sometimes it just depends on when you see an opponent.
Well, sometimes it's, too, it's a focus. You know, I mean, obviously Michigan with John Beilein has a focus on perimeter shooting.
Yeah.
Under Tom Izzo, they're really an interior offense. Now, they just happen to have perimeter players that can shoot, too, which makes them that much better.
Yeah.
Izzo, I think about Tom Izzo teams. They're physical. They rebound the basketball, and they defend.
Yeah.
This
year, now, traditionally, Michigan State is not a, you know, traditional three-point shooting team, but this is their best three-point shooting team they've had in years, and they set a school record against Purdue about a month ago. They had 17 three-pointers in a game, and they, you know, so this is their best three-point shooting team they've had.
I think Virginia's gonna have to put a six-man out there to guard all those shoes.
We appreciate your call, and we wish you luck, but much luck on Friday night. You know? But I think it's going to be a great game.
And it's been a great season for you guys, so we got to look forward to a great game.
Back to Zach.
You heard Danny's comments, I hope. Your reaction to what he's saying about Michigan State's offensive propensities.
I completely agree with him. I mean, the few times I've seen them, you know, even when they don't have all their guys there, you have so many guys that can hit from three. You have Kenny Kaminsky, a 6'8 forward, who, you know, he's only started three games this year, but he's shooting almost 500 from 3-point range. So that's kind of almost like an Evan Nolte factor, Evan Nolte of last year, where you have a big forward that can come off the bench and stretch you, shoot the three, and that's really dangerous. That's what we saw Evan do against Coastal Friday night, and so that's something that, you know, they'll definitely have to be on the lookout for, because you know, it's hard enough to defend Adrian Payne inside, which I'm sure Toby and Gil and Akil will have their hands full with, but when you have a 6'8 guy that can shoot 500 from 3-point range, that just adds another really dangerous element to their offensive game, I think.
You got to check that guy. All right, final question for you, and then maybe we can bring you back next week as well. Zach, what do you think are the two top keys for Virginia going into this game against Michigan State?
You know, I'm not really worried about them getting flustered. A lot of people say that going into Madison Square Garden. I think the main things are coming out and hitting their shots early. We saw, you know, we can't spot them a lead like we did against Coastal Carolina, because a team that good is not, you can't come back like you can against, like we did against Coastal Carolina. It's just, it doesn't happen against teams that good. So really competing from the opening whistle, you know, hitting our shots, playing really, really good defense, lockdown, and just making smart decisions on offense, you know, not coming down. We talked about it last night when Memphis, you know, they tried to speed the tempo up, but they just come down and jack up a contested shot 5 seconds into the shot clock. That's something that we have to avoid. We have to play our game. I think it's probably the biggest thing. You know, take smart shots like Tony preaches to the guys.
Well, Zach, very good. Listen, we've certainly enjoyed catching up with you tonight, and we wish you well. And I'm assuming you got your credentials to go up to Madison Square Garden?
I did get them today.
So did I. So you and I could very well hook up again, and maybe we can be courtside again. Hopefully we can avoid that woman and that man from Memphis that were yelling all those crazy things during the game. I mean, the ladies called the referees blank, blank, and I turned around. I was like, oh, my goodness, lady, you're 60-some years old. Where'd that come from? I mean,
whew. Yeah, I don't think we'll have to be seeing them again for quite a while. So it'll be a little more enjoyable maybe.
All right, listen, Zach, you have a good week up there in Charlottesville, and keep writing you know, good storylines for the Cavalier Daily, okay?
All right, thanks, Frank. We'll see you Friday.
Take care. All right, how about we've got about a minute or so before we go to break here.
No, I would agree with a lot of what was been said. You know, to me, I think Virginia no careless turnovers. You can't give Michigan State easy baskets. I think that was one of the keys in the Coastal Carolina game in the second half. We just gave them nothing easy, no open looks. And it's tough against Michigan State where they have both inside and outside prowess. And the other thing, I keep going back to rebounding. Against a team like Michigan State, you just cannot give them second-chance opportunities because they're similar to Duke in that regard. You give them an offensive rebound with their perimeter shooters. They kick it out on the perimeter, drain a three on you, and it's just heartbreaking.
You know, real quick before we go to break, Virginia led 35-20 last night at the half against Memphis. If Virginia scores 35 points in the first half against Michigan State, Hobbo, do they win going away, or are they in a dogfight and a high-scoring affair?
I think this is a dogfight.
Regardless.
I just think Michigan State is too good. We're not going to beat Michigan State by 15 or 20 points.
Okay.
They're too good.
All right, well, I thought we would be in a much closer game with Memphis, but Virginia could have scored 90 last night, but
Memphis is
Tony
a nice
Bennett
club,
played everybody on the team, including Thomas Rogers.
Yeah, but Memphis is not Michigan State.
Understood.
And Josh, your friend out in the hallway, is not Tom Izzo either. So.
Well, maybe one day. All right,
maybe
we're going to go to break. When we come back, the Olympic Sports Report and the LeClaire Ryan Play of the Day.